This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley, I don't know, his first day in radio. He can't figure out how to work the headphones. Hey, listen, I want to get somebody in the running for today's grand prize. We are doing a live secret show in less than 2 weeks. We haven't done a live one in so long. We are all just chomping at the bit, ready to get up there. It's going to be such a party. The Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We'll take caller 97 right now, 800-400-3697. And everybody who gets qualified today is in the running for today's grand prize. So tomorrow at 7 o'clock, we'll announce the winner of today's grand prize, which is two nights at the Fairmont. So you're there for all the festivities. We're going to do a pool party. We're going to have karaoke.
My favorite.
I know, Johnny.
Am I invited?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Let us know if you want to go. That'd be so... Oh, it's going to be so much fun. We have so many surprises planned. We're really looking forward to it. So be calling 97 right now, 800-400-3697. All right, Johnny Mosley is in here with us. We are going to probably try to get to some text or something, but then you're here for the movie review.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, excited.
Cars
Ruben
3.
And I went to Cars 3 at Dolby Cinema.
You gave up the Warriors game for that, though, man.
I did. But, you know, it worked out perfectly. I had my two kids with me. I mean, what an experience. We went to the beach that morning. It was like, I'm doing Dad's Awesome Camp right now.
Oh.
So, like,
what's
you know,
that?
Just like a week of, like, hanging with my kids, trying,
oh,
you know.
Oh, this is your own personal Dad's Awesome
yeah,
Camp.
Yeah, so that morning we went to the beach, and I took him to premiere
of
Cars 3.
So it's not an actual place.
We
it's
thought you
just
were, like, actually
thing.
Doing Dad Camp.
No, yeah. Just like, you know, taking my kids to do fun stuff. So
good
that was
job.
A perfect end to that.
That's actually really funny.
And then we caught the last half of the Warriors game eating pizza at Amici's in Lombard, and it was awesome. So I caught the best of everything. It was perfect.
What a day you gave to your children.
What a day.
How old are they now?
7 and 9.
Jeez, time just flies.
Am I yelling? Because I can't hear myself in my phone.
Oh, here, let's turn.
Oh, I told you
that's
to
so
adjust
funny.
The volume.
I was thinking, why is he yelling?
Check
and I turned mine down.
I can't hear it in the phone in the head. That's
it's funny.
Gonna...
He picked up. Get him a new set.
Yeah,
sound.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
not
set.
Working.
Okay, then I'll.
He
I'll
picks
just...
them up because these are really fancy. Puts them on, they don't work.
Right.
Apparently, it's not his first day in radio. It's our first day in radio.
I'm like,
no,
when we first got Walkmans, you know, and we were all sitting next to each other in the car, like yelling at each other to drive my dad crazy. Hey.
All right, here you go.
These things are awesome.
These are awesome.
How's that? Any better?
That's, let's see. Wait, I still can't hear. Yeah, that's better.
Okay,
now I got
go.
My,
now
there you, it is.
All
maybe
right.
Maybe he just didn't have the volume up.
Maybe
possible.
It wasn't up enough.
Maybe he was turning it down instead of up.
Yeah, okay, that's much better.
We do it live.
We'll do it live.
So check it out. I mean, that's cool that you did you're doing the camp, but why are you doing food now?
Oh, yeah, we're getting right into it. Excellent. So I was telling...
well, you're going to have a movie review,
no,
then
yeah,
it's going to
no,
end, yeah. And you're going to be out of time.
No, thank you. Yeah, IOTA. So, I mean, how we got into a food product, how we got into sunflower seeds was... I don't know if I was I put on some pounds after the Olympics, and I didn't even really realize it. Just kind of creeped up on me, and in fact, it was funny. I was out to dinner, and we were on the way out, Malia and I ran into a friend of mine, and his wife was like, "Man, I hadn't seen they're not close friends. I hadn't seen them in a while. You really lost some weight. Like, what is that, 20 to 25 pounds?" And I was like, "Whoa, like calling out the number." You know what I mean? Anyway, so. Point being,
I never thought of you as being big, but when I saw you today, I went, "Oh my God, you look tiny! You look so skinny."
Yeah, so I mean, I was,
for
and I didn't realize
man,
it.
For
so,
a man, not you know,
I appreciate that. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Don't give me a complex. So, point being is that I was always like, oh, "You don't need to watch what you eat. You just work out like an animal, and that's it." You know, and I was hard headed on that until like 2.5 years ago when I started, you know, actually being like, "Okay, I can't work out 24 hours a day. Like, I've got to watch
what I eat."
Well,
that's it, too. You don't have time to work out because you got kids. Well,
exactly.
The kids thing is enough.
Exactly. So I started going, like, you know, low carb, low sugar, and all that stuff. And Which when you're eating, it's easy. Salads, all that stuff. I love all that food, but snacks suck. It's hard to eat snacks. It's always pretzels in your face and stuff like that. And we have a friend who was in the food business who came over and started talking about sunflower seeds, and I had always eaten them at baseball and stuff like that. But she and my wife, they started like cooking them up like on cookie sheets with different, you know,
testing different flavors,
and it was like excellent. It was really good. It was and I was kind of sick of bars and all that stuff, and the kids, neighborhood kids, loved them. So we started looking at putting it in packages, and you know, I started thinking, "Oh yeah,
oh, I
product,
can make this happen,
product
right?
marketing, let's do this." And all of us sort of put it together, and then the two of them came up with that spouted pouch. Did you see that?
The spout. Little... We were talking about that. How it's just they're first of all, like a lot of snacks, they get on your hands. Even like a bar, you don't want to peel the paper all the way down because it gets sticky on your hands.
Exactly.
They're super clean, even if you put them in your hands. But the pouch makes it so you unscrew the pouch, take a swig of. Of these sunflower kernels,
exactly.
and close it back up.
Yeah.
Put it back in your pocket.
Yeah, I was even in Tahoe the other day, and the packaging was like, I threw it in the water to see if it was waterproof. It's waterproof, but...
Was it?
Anyway, so we got a cool package, and...
What's
you know,
the name?
It's called Iota, which means a tiny little bit, and it's all, you know, it's plant-based protein, and these things have pack more punch for protein ounce for ounce than an egg. I mean, it turns out sunflower seeds are, like, crazy superfood, super healthy for you.
Right.
That wasn't necessarily our... total intention. It was like a snack food I can take on the go, and I like, and the kids like, and obviously our schools keep imploring us to no nuts. We go to a no nut school, so it's like sunflower seeds pass the test there.
Do
kids
they?
Take it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I really like the single serving packs. Those are cool for lunches. That was like a cool thing you can carry, and it's just the one serving. You mow that thing, and you're good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And then we got the kettle. So we got a sweet and we got a savory, which is the umami, and then the
what's
the
other
salted.
One there? The tamari or something?
Oh, yeah. Tamari. That's our version of salt and vinegar. It's apple cider vinegar and a bit of tamari.
Yeah,
that one's that's my favorite.
Is it really? Mine's the kettle.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Well, I like it sweet.
You like it sweet. I know.
Kettle sweet, little savory.
So, website?
MightyIota.com. MIGHT, MightyIota.com.
Nice. So Johnny Mosley.
Vaughn, put the camera on me so we could show the packages.
Show the bottom, how you just unscrew the bottom and then it...
Oh, yeah.
It's really... They're great because they're... It's like a solid snack that's in kind of a small package. We're
Mighty Iota. Hey,
you guys, I really appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and this is the launch. Like, this is a soft launch. So far, we're just putting it in, like, you know, the guys that we kind of helped us test the idea and stuff. Woodland Market, Comforts, you know, the Country Mart guys. We're in the plant in the city.
Oh, funny.
I'll start next week. All these sort of places that we love. And then we stumbled upon this place called Bite Fridge, which they put these RFID-equipped fridges in, like, headquarters like Google, Tesla, Amazon.
Oh, cool.
So this is an option.
So, they're taking it on in their fridges. So we're really, really excited. So
maybe you should purchase some radio.
Yeah, maybe you should buy some radio.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I mean, as soon as I use up all this capital, I'm going to have to start purchasing. But I appreciate it.
After all these years, we'll give you a little airtime, Johnny.
I had to go with whom and for 3 hours to a movie review.
That is true. It's kind of a fair trade.
Thank you.
You just earned it.
Come on.
What?
Bear with us, Johnny.
Okay.
It's a long intro.
The movie intro has changed a lot over the years.
That's not my name.
Gamelis?
Like.
Oh, gold medalist?
Yeah.
I think that's
you didn't get that?
No.
Gold medalist.
We've been saying that all week. Gold medalist Mosley.
Yeah, gold medalist, but then it sounded like you said Gamelis.
Gamelis.
Johnny Gamelis.
That's what I thought that's what it sounded
like. Yeah, even the gold medalist didn't get the medalist.
But I like that.
All right, we got you, Zed.
Gamelis.
You're a Gamelis.
We got
50%. So, Cars 3.
All right. Hey, everyone. Thank you, Vinny. Here's your review of Cars 3. Before we begin, I want to dedicate this to Milan and Annie.
Oh.
Thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you, ladies.
I want to dedicate this review to you guys.
That's very nice of you.
What?
And thank you to the fine people at Dolby who let us see the movie at the best movie theater in the world. Want to give them a quick shout out. The Dolby Vision laser projection, the Atmos moving audio, the innovative seating. And there's two places where you can check this out.
I didn't think we could top the plugs we've already done.
At the Newark AMC and the AMC Metreon. All right, everyone. All right. Here is your review of Cars 3. Owen Wilson, Chris Cooper, Larry the Cable Guy, Armie Hammer, Tony Shalhoub, Bonnie Hunt, Bob Costas, and Cheech Marin. So in this film, a new breed of race car is created. They're faster, more precise, more aerodynamic than Lightning McQueen. Will Lightning figure out a way to beat this new breed of cars? So before we get into the movie, as we all know, Pixar starts every film with a short. And at the beginning this film, there happened to be one as well. And the movie's about a bully on a schoolyard. Johnny, how was it?
Well, it was interesting because when they did this really cool thing to start the movie where they showed how black the black is and how good the sound is. Like, you know, when you used to go to THX and it'd be like, and the sounds moving around the movie. And we both were entertained by that alone. Mm-hmm. So when the short came on, I was very confused. I was like, is this the movie? I thought it was like Cars was starting off from a totally different angle. So it took me a while to like...
Yeah, I'm with you. Realize that this was
the short. Because when he introduced it, he was like, oh, we're going to do this thing called Blue or something like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we both
weren't sure what was happening.
I thought I was in the movie. But no, I thought Lou was cool. I thought it was... I had to ask him what it was about afterwards, but I thought
yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, I just told him what the movie was.
I didn't realize it was about bullying.
Did you find this short relatable? I mean, were you like a bully on the schoolyard yourself, or were you
No, just at work.
Okay, good.
Oh. No, I was not a bully in school. Actually, I would stand up for kids that were being bullied.
Oh.
You're amazing.
You really
are.
Yeah,
I'm amazing. You know, because kids are so mean.
I know.
And I don't care if they were a boy or girl, bigger or smaller, whatever, I'd stand up to them.
The people's hero.
Did you love the short?
I did. It was super cute. It was good for kids and adults.
Yeah. Well, I guess we got to address the actual film here. So, Yuzette, Johnny, where would you guys place Cars 3? Is it the best of the Cars films?
I thought it was the best of the Cars films for me.
Wow.
One of my favorite movies.
That's saying something.
One of my favorite movies is Days of Thunder. Like, I really get off on that movie, and I used it. I might have watched that, like, the night before the Olympics in 98 or something like that. It's got that, like, you know, comeback feel. You know, they go, it's the old guy who goes and starts training, and he's getting the advice from the older sage, you know. Then that's kind of like what I was doing.
It's like, right.
Yeah, and this story followed that theme. So I thought it was great. I mean, in the middle, I definitely looked over and it was like, okay, let's get this thing moving. But they brought it around beautifully in the end.
Oh, so it had a little bit of a lull
there.
It was a little slow in the beginning.
I know where we're going. Okay, now let's get there. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Step on
the accelerator. Do you agree with that? Use that.
I thought it was a little slow at the beginning for sure. I was wondering, when is the race going to happen?
Right.
I remember seeing Cars 1, and that was 10 or 11 years ago,
yeah.
Whatever that was. And I thought that was fun. I did not see Cars 2, so I don't have that to compare to. But I did like number 3 because it was a lot of, you know, women, girl power kind of thing going on.
Yeah, once
and
again,
that was fun.
The girl power.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like the trend.
Mm-hmm. I had a problem with the fact that it didn't seem like there was a bad guy. Was there a bad guy in this film? Did it seem like there was a bad guy?
Oh. Well, yeah, the hot rod guy, Jackson
Armie
Storm.
Hammer, yeah.
Storm. Yeah, he was
dicky.
Was he?
Yeah, he was dicky. I mean, yeah, absolutely. He was bad in the. I thought they played that perfectly. He was bad. He was bad in the perfect way. He knew it consciously. He was nice to your face, but you know he was talking smack about you in the back and saying stuff that was just like. Undercutting, but you couldn't really tell. I thought they played that
passive
perfectly.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yuzette, your husband's a big NASCAR fan. What did he think?
Oh, he enjoyed it.
Oh, he did?
He thought it was a lot of fun. We both enjoyed the racing terms.
Oh.
You know, that they would say. I'm like, oh, I know what that means. You know, little things like that. So
I would have been mystified.
It was a good time. Well, no. I mean, possibly you've heard these terms. Maybe you don't know what they
like,
are.
Like, what's a term that you were like, oh, I know that because I'm...
Like, when he talked about drafting.
Mm,
you know, when... I don't know the exact...
Is that like, when they pick the new kids for the racetrack?
If one car is in front of you and you get behind the other car and it sort of creates this vacuum effect.
Okay.
And you kind of get up on them. And that drafting helps you possibly to get around them and win the race.
Oh.
So on the list of many critics, they consider these four to be the best Pixar films of all time. Monsters, Inc., Up, Inside Out, and Toy Story. Would you say Cars 3 is among the very best Pixar films? Be honest for once.
I'm going to say no. I could honestly say throughout the entire movie, I had a smile on my face. Oh. And if it wasn't on my face, it was in my eyes. I was just like, that is so cool. But, you know, Toy Story is something I put on when I don't feel well, and it just, like, melts my heart every time.
Yeah.
And Up, of course.
Of course.
It's hard to pick among the movies that Pixar has done, because The Incredibles, WALL-E, like,
there's so many
that are so
Ratatouille.
Amazing.
Ratatouille.
Oh.
It's a high bar.
It's a really high bar.
I mean, I'm not sure I've ever been like, oh, God, why did I go? They're all good.
Right?
I would put it up there for sure.
One really famous movie critic wrote, this film should have gone straight to DVD. Do you agree with that statement?
No, I don't.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Johnny, you agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this.
Who is that person anyway?
Yeah, who is that dummy?
It's public. It's the guy from Variety.
What a moron.
Well, plus, that's a great movie to see in the theater.
Yeah, right. And you could feel the seats.
Oh,
I mean, that
yeah.
Dolby Theater, so yeah. I should say thank you to Joshua Ding
yeah,
Ding Shame.
Joshua.
But, man, that theater was amazing. I want to go back there. You have to let me go back.
Yes. So sum it all up.
You.
Let me just say this. I just want to say I love you, Pixar. You're so great. I love you. I love you. I love you, Pixar.
Jesus.
But I kind of felt like this is the weakest Pixar movie. Can I say that? The weakest of the bunch.
You can say whatever you want.
Thanks so much.
You mean the weakest of the Cars? Or just
no,
Pixar
the weakest
in
of all the Pixar movies.
Really?
Yeah. But I love you, Pixar, and you guys set a very high bar, as Johnny and Yuzette said, and seeing it at the best movie theater in the world definitely helped a lot. I'm going to give it 2 Persian rugs. Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Jen.
2. Wow, you really never want us to get another part in a Pixar movie again.
Come on, I feel like you got to be honest.
Who's being dicky now?
Doomin.
Yeah, Doomin.
All right, let's sum it all up, Yuzette.
So what do I give it? What is my...
Yeah, give us your final thought, and then your... I think you go for Mexicans, right?
Or broken windows.
Broken windows, yeah. Smash the windows
on
out of your car.
No, I thought it was great. It's, like I said, good for children and adults alike. It's a feel-good movie. Good for girls. The lady in there, Cruz, she was really fun to watch. So I'm going to give it 3 3/4.
Wow. Broken windows.
Oh, broken windows.
Yes. Broken hearts.
Sure.
Guys
yeah, broken
hearts.
How many gamels are you going to give it?
Yeah, how many gamels?
Let's
go gamels.
How many gamels?
How many
Is this out of how many?
Out of 5.
Out of 5 gamelas? I'll give it 4 gamelas.
And
because I enjoyed, like, I love, there's one scene in there. I love Tomater. Like, I could just watch Tomater.
Yeah.
I could watch Tomater do anything. And, you know, and it was like, it gave that kind of heartwarming story. And he kind of came in and he solved the problem. And then you've got, they did like a scene where they were driving through the desert and they covered a Tom Petty song. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that's cool. I like that. When I'm driving through the desert, I want to listen to a Tom Petty song, too. So I just thought they were hitting on all these, like, cool little parts
The music in the
life.
Cars movies have been just, like, dead on certain times.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, it gets 4 gamelas from me. Oh, I'm not going to give it away, but I thought it was just going to be, like, your typical redemption story, and we were going to just see. And I'm thinking the whole time, where are they going with this? Are they setting us up for Cars 4? Like, how are they going to set this up for Cars 4? And then they put that twist on the end.
Right.
And I was like,
that was fun.
That was cool.
Great mentorship movie.
Yeah. It had that inspiring kind of Days of Thunder feel. Yes.
Any tears? Any tear-jerking parts? Mm. I always like that in a movie.
I know I did felt a little,
I cried.
During one part.
Oh, you did cry.
Yeah. Now, I did. But I cried almost every movie. Not every movie, but I did cry at the end. It's got that feel.
I love that.
It made me cry. So
all
bad.
Of the Pixars get me every time.
Little tear jerker,
so
right? I like
not
that.
Not surprising.
Like I said, just right in the middle, you know, my oldest son, who he's not a movie guy. Okay. But you could tell he was starting to get fidgety in the middle. Like, he was like, sort of like, okay, let's.
And you're tuned to
that. We know where it's going now. Yeah, so I was a little jaded by that. Right. So now I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. Let's get going to the end.
So you guys, though, you know, a 4, a 3 3/4, and a 2.
Hey, next week, everyone, Bryn and I will be reviewing one of the darlings out of Sundance, The Big Sick.
I can't wait.
Oh.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either.
It stars the Pakistani guy from Silicon Valley.
Dinesh. I love him.
Yes, I know. It's kind of like his life story.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Is that going wide? Is that going to be a big release?
It is
going
to be. It's a Judd Apatow film. So.
Oh, fun. Well, excellent job, you guys. Try to get Johnny to come back and do more.
Mm-hmm. Johnny, you want to come
Johnny's
back and do
super,
more?
I know Johnny's super busy. But...
You know, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Did you?
I will do that again.
Yeah. He's always going to movies.
Next time, we'll promote your web series.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
get that right now, real quick.
That's
so,
no
mightyiota.com.
Yeah, and I've got this adventure web series going. It's called Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams. That's all you need to know. Go online,
Google
check it
that,
out.
Yeah.
It's actually great. I made a deal with Visit California, so it's all California spots.
Oh, rad.
But it's really me going to secret spots with people who are showing me their secret spots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dream, that's
well,
all you
always
know.
Awesome to see you. Thanks for doing this. Good job, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Fun show today. Thanks again to Johnny Mosley for coming by to do the movie review.
What was that? What was that food? MightyIota.com?
Yeah, iota. It's like these little sunflower
seeds.
I
thought iota. Like, you know how people would go, I don't give one iota.
Right.
I thought it was poop.
Oh.
And then I looked it up and was all, oh.
It's just a little.
It's tiny stuff.
Just a wee bit. I wanted to read you this email real fast. You can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Good morning, radio family. Today is my best friend Alicia's 29th birthday. We've both been listening for years. You all are our friends that have given us laughter, calm, and relief when we've needed it most. We love the heck out of guys, and also probably us. it's great that they're into dudes, though. Could you give her some shots and wish her the happiest birthday on air? Here's to your last year of your 20s. I love you. Love Alicia. Their names are the same. They met, I guess, in school, and their names were both Alicia, same last name. They're not related.
Hmm.
The names are spelled differently, but they're both Alicia's, and I just thought that was super cute. Our friendship was always meant to be. We're soulmates. Thank you, guys, from Alicia. So happy 29th birthday to the other Alicia. Shot, 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 shot.
Have fun celebrating the Warriors.
Happy birthday.
Oh, we had to do the whole thing, huh? Have fun. Okay.
Nothing goes halfway on this show. Come on.
Have fun celebrating the Warriors today. They deserve it. Hope you guys have a fun time and be safe out there. And and congratulations and happy Gothmas to Jane. Our own Jane celebrating.
Our own little goth girl.
Her day with black lipstick and black hair dye. And
send her pictures, like, you know, 800-400-3697. Goth yourself out and just celebrate Merry Gothmas with her.
Oh, different dark.
Wouldn't that be fun? Pictures of their boots, etc.
Boots?
Boots.
Oh,
boots.
Right.
The shoes. Like Jane always does pictures of her boots.
Yes. No, sorry. I just was all, oh, pictures of boobs.
They're not. Unless you goth them up.
All right.
Which I'll leave that to you. And next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.